U.S. Air Force Band performing Your Grand Old Flag. Ahead of Independence Day, we talk about the American flag on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The White House issued a proclamation earlier this month ahead of Flag Day that said our flag belongs to all Americans, and its red, white, and blue colors are woven into a rich tapestry of different cultures, backgrounds, and beliefs which connect us and honor our shared history. Join in with your questions about flag etiquette and history, 800-642-1234. David Janik is president of the National Flag Day Foundation, focused on patriotism and the lessons of the American flag. It is based in Wapaka in Ozaukee County, recognized by Congress, official birthplace of Flag Day. David, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Woodrow Wilson established June 14th as Flag Day in 1916. How did you celebrate Flag Day 2 weeks ago?
We had our annual Flag Day celebration in Wapaka. It's always the second Sunday in June, typically before Flag Day. And we had a fantastic patriotic program in the morning, and we honored the volunteers of the honor flight groups from around the state and Illinois with a fantastic turnout. We had many speakers, including the vice chair national of the VFW. And then we had our patriotic parade and our family day, ending with fireworks at night.
I would imagine there were many flags on display.
Oh, of course.
Well, everyone has a different story of the American flag, and I'm wondering, what is your story? What is significant to you about the American flag?
Well, the flag to me represents the freedom and the ability to do things that other people in other countries can't do, to speak our mind, to speak our hearts, and to honor the flag and to honor those who have created the environment in our country that give us this freedom.
And you say the flag has a different significance to different people, a different significance to veterans in particular. What do you hear from veterans about the flag?
Well, for example, a few days before Flag Day, I had a 97-year-old veteran who also was a POW in my office just chatting. And what that flag means to that gentleman is unbelievable. It was his hope. It was his inspiration. It was the thing that kept him alive.
And just a clarification here. Can you explain why the American flag patch is worn backward on military uniforms? As we talk about veterans here, I've always wondered why that is on the uniform.
Well, again, I'm not a flag etiquette expert.
Okay.
You know, the National Flag Day Foundation is not the flag police. We are here to promote people flying the flag, to promote people honoring the flag and respecting the flag. But I believe the flag patch on the military uniforms officially changed a number of years back. So that the blue field is always forward. I know there was some controversy about that, but I believe that is the current stance.
Can you give us some history of the connection to Wisconsin and the former Wisconsin school teacher and dentist, Bernard Siegrid? What happened there?
Well, I think that's a great story. You know, as most people know, June 14th, 1777, our flag was born. That's when Congress claimed the 13 stripes and blue field and stars was a U.S. flag. So then on June 14th, 1885, Dr. Bernard Siegrid had his students recognize the very first flag day or birthday of the flag, and they wrote an essay about what the flag means to them. And that became Siegrid's quest, was to get Flag Day recognized nationally.
I read that he put together this celebration that was repeated annually, and there were more than 300,000 children who took part in this celebration in parks around Chicago. Is that right?
I don't have any knowledge of that, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay. But, you know, it sounds like he really, in establishing the holiday, he really worked hard in writing about the importance of the flag and trying to ensure that people felt the same way that he did.
It became his life quest. There's no question about that. You know, his crowning glory, I think you mentioned it earlier, at age 49, President Wilson in 1916 declared, you know, Flag Day as June 14th. And then shortly after that, Seagram passed away. And then some patriots from Pennsylvania carried on his mission. And in 1949, Congress passed the National Flag Day Bill, and Harry Truman signed it.
I'm going to reintroduce you here for a moment as we talk about the American flag, the deep history it has in Wisconsin, and maybe your home. David Janik is president of the National Flag Day Foundation, held a Flag Day celebration earlier this month, as we talked about. You can join in. Questions on the American flag, 800-642-1234. The U.S. Flag Code, David, outlines rules and etiquette. And I know you said you're not the etiquette expert, but Congress ratified the code 80 years ago. What are some common rules that people should follow and know about the American flag?
Well, I think the rules that I think are important are the rules that keep the American flag in the point of prominence. The U.S. flag has always flown higher than any other flag. The U.S. flag has never dipped to any other flag. There's nothing ever to the U.S. flag's own right, so that the flag carries that place of prominence. I think those things are important.
And when the flag is not flown from a staff, how should it be displayed? I mean, you said it has to be in a prominent position, but what are some ways that people can display it?
Well, I think if it's done with respect and reverence, there's no wrong way. But that's my opinion. That's Dave Janik's opinion. Like I said, I'm not the flag police. It's not what the Flag Day Foundation is about.
Can you tell me about how your foundation was started?
In 1946, a bunch of returning veterans from World War II and local business people erected a monument to Dr. Seagram in downtown Wabaca. And that was the first Flag Day. And they have had a Flag Day celebration in Wabaca every year since 1946. And later years, in 1995, John Hemis, who had taken care of Flag Day for all those years, turned it over to my dad, Jack. And that's the year we became a 501c3. We purchased a school building from the Ozaukee County School District, created the National Flag Day headquarters that has three museums and three meeting rooms where the VFW, the Legion, the 4-H, the Scouts can all meet. And we just keep moving forward from there.
What did your dad pass down to you about the American flag?
My dad's passion and reverence for the U.S. flag was second to none. He was just relentless in getting people to fly the flag, in getting people to honor the flag, in getting people to understand what it means and how important it is and how a unifying symbol the U.S. flag is.
I would imagine you have some early childhood memories about Flag Day and about flying the flag. And I'm wondering what, when you think about those memories way back when, what were your thoughts as a child growing up around the flag?
Well, you know, those things change as you get older. As a child growing up, Flag Day was about the parade.
Sure.
You know, there was bands and marching units and clowns, and the Shriners would be there, and that's what Flag Day was. But as you get older, the morning patriotic program became more and more important, and the parade more and more secondary. Now, we still have a great parade, and it's a parade that many, many children come to because it's a big candy parade, and they love it. But the programs that we put on now, honoring different groups every year, has become something that's really special. And like this year, as I mentioned before, we honored the Honor Flight Volunteers, and the VFW and Legions really came out in force to honor those that honor them, and it was really special.
what do you want children to be taught about the American flag?
Well, I think that's another great question, because one of the things we do is we carry on Dr. Segrin's first Flag Day message of having an essay contest on what the flag means to me. And that is carried out throughout the entire country. And we get entries from school children from all over the nation. And reading the essays, I think we are creating a situation where our mission is being completed, to have their own point of views, to have their own insights into the flag, and to show the love and respect that the flag is a symbol of this country.
Hmm. David Janik with us, president of the National Flag Day Foundation based in Wabaca, which is the origin story of Flag Day, as we've been learning. Join in on the American flag's symbolism, its design, flag etiquette, how you display yours, 800-642-1234. You're listening to The Morning Show, back in a moment with David Janik here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about the American flag, its design, its history, etiquette for flying it. A poll out yesterday by YouGov measured Americans' views of the flag and other symbolic flags like the gay pride flag. And the survey found Republicans, white Americans, and older Americans are particularly likely to have a very positive view of the American flag. Join in, 800-642-1234. David Janik leads the National Flag Day Foundation and is with us for about 9 more minutes. Let's bring in Rick now in Nina. Rick, what is your story with the flag? Oh, and Rick, I think we lost you. Hopefully Rick will call back. David, we were talking earlier about your essay contest on what the American flag means to me. How many contest entries do you get each year?
It varies, but this year I think we are about 2,500 entries from across the nation.
Wow. So you go then about reading all these entries and then selecting them. And I understand you've brought one of the essays. This is second place winner in the eighth grade division was Taylor from Hammond, Wisconsin. Can you read a few lines from Taylor's essay?
Sure, I'd love to. Is the American flag just some piece of fabric with red and white stripes and an undersized blue box and white stars? In contrast, is the flag something that represents freedom and justice in our country? Everyone has a different opinion on what the American flag truly represents for them. But most can agree with the statement that the American flag shows the true meaning of being an American. This piece of fabric, for some, is something that just hangs to show our country as a whole. But to me, it is the true American symbol of life. It shows me how to be a civilized American and how I should help make our country a better place. Being a true American is using your courage to fight, your imagination to hope, and an unstoppable determination to get the job done to represent the flag. Being a true American is looking at the history of the flag shows and understanding that we have been given this freedom and we cannot take it for granted.
Mm. What do you hear in that essay? What speaks to you?
I think what speaks to me is he's pointing out that there are different opinions of what the flag means. And this is his. And I think that's important. And I do like his opinion. I have to say that. Because I think that this country was built on hard work and on courage and on freedom. And we need to keep that going. That's very important.
Did you hear echoes of Taylor's words in other essays you receive? Are there some common threads or common themes?
Again, with that many essays, the answer is yes. And there is a team of people that read the essays and recategorize them and recategorize them until they get down to just, you know, a first and second place in each age group. But yes, there is a common theme. You know, you do feel the honoring of the veterans, the empathy for the soldiers in many of the essays. But at this, in Taylor's, it's more about the common person's look at the flag, and I think that's kind of what I hear in it.
Mm. Do you know how many flags you have personally?
I guess I do not have a count on that. I have a number of flags that are very important to me. The flag that was on my friend's casket when he was given his military funeral.
Mm.
And I do have a flag that was the flag when I was born. And I have the large flag that I fly in my yard. And of course, there's all the flags at the Americanism Center. There are 27 configurations officially of the U.S. flag, and we have them all in the Avenue of Flags at the Americanism Center.
You're never too far from an American flag, I imagine.
No.
Let's bring in another caller now. Jay is with us from Watertown. Jay, hi, go ahead.
Yes, I actually have two questions. I'd like to ask the first question and then receive the answer. And then ask the second question.
Sounds
after
good,
that.
Jay. Yes, go ahead.
Could you explain first what is exactly defacing the American flag? If you could explain that.
I'm not sure I heard the word you said.
What is considered defacing the American flag? Jay asks.
Again, I am not the flag police, and that is not what the American National Flag Day Foundation is about. What we are about is trying to teach people to treat the flag with respect. And anything that would be treating the flag without respect, I would consider defacing the American flag.
Jay, would you like to ask that second one, second parter?
Okay, well, what has always bothered me, and I've never heard anybody really voice out against it, and I support police and fire 100%, but they draw a blue line or a red line through our American flag. Isn't that considered defacing the American flag?
Thank you, Jay. David, go ahead.
I think, Jay, I think that's going to be a matter of opinion. The flag is red, white, and blue. It's red stripes and white stripes and a blue field with white stars. That's the official configuration of the U.S. flag. The other flags, like the thin blue line or the red line, those are certainly symbols of the flag, and they are certainly symbols of our country. And I think, like you said, supporting the police and supporting the fire community is very important, and they're brave people. And I think I respect their symbol as well.
David Janik with us talking about the American flag, Flag Day, the national symbolism. You can join in 800-642-1234. Questions about the National Flag Day Foundation. So, David, Wisconsin, with our connections, as you've really talked about with the flag, and also having home to the largest manufacturer of flags and flagpoles in the nation. The company is Eder Flag in Oak Creek, and the National Flag Foundation is a distributor of their flag products, if you will. What is demand like for American flags?
Oh, it's very high. It's very high, and for a while they were very difficult to get, but that's kind of getting back in line, and we're able to get the flags out to people that want them.
Something else I learned that I didn't know, I learned that sales and use tax is exempted in Wisconsin when you buy the American flag. I had no idea.
Yep. There's no sales tax on U.S. flags.
And another interesting thing here, Acuity Insurance in Sheboygan says it has the largest free-flying American flag in the world. You've been to the flag. Can you describe what that's like?
Oh, it is absolutely impressive. It's right on I-43 going north at Sheboygan, and you can see it for miles. When that flag is up and waving, you can just see it for miles in both directions. It is truly impressive.
When you've gotten up close to this flag, what do you feel? What is that like?
Oh, it'll send a shiver down your spine. I mean, it is awe-striking.
What do you see as the future of the National Flag Day Foundation? What are your hopes for the coming years?
We sure hope we continue to grow. We are a completely volunteer organization. You know, nobody gets a penny of wages in any way. And so we hope to carry that on because that's part of what we think makes it great. Our grounds in Wabaca, we have our own giant flag. It's flown between two electric company poles. It's about a 80 by 50 flag. And it's just a great day, and we hope to grow the patriotic program to bigger and better things. The parade has always been wonderful. And then the family day, which is our opportunity to talk to people about the flag and have a little celebration for the flag's birthday, is just a wonderful event as well, and we'd like to see that keep growing.
David, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
David Janik, president of the National Flag Day Foundation. We have a link to the foundation's website at wpr.org/mornings. Let's go out a little more of the U.S. Air Force Band performing Your Grand Old Flag. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.